Tonight's senior planner interviews on WBYS are brought to you by the Ipava State Bank, locally owned and operated since 1902. Ipava State Bank, equal housing lender, and member FDIC. Our guest today, JT Shaw, Nathan Lucas. And first of all, let's introduce our players and let's mention your parents' names.
James Shaw, parents, Shelly Shaw and James Shaw.
All right. What about you, Nathan?
Nathan Lucas, Sean Lucas, and Holly Lucas.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about, do you guys start? Both of you guys play a lot of JFL or early in type of thing there, JT?
No, I played my eighth grade year, and that was the only true experience I had of football coming into high school ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Nathan, what about you?
I did not play JFL. Yeah. I actually just played my sophomore year and then up.
Is that right? How has that transition gone? I mean, did you lose a little bit by not playing a little bit of a JFL, or do you think you kind of picked it up maybe once you get to your freshman year there?
I say I probably picked it up fairly quick compared to some other kids that play and not playing JFL. I think it helped me quite a bit.
Absolutely. With your brother Cameron ahead of you in school there, did that have an impact on you getting to come out as a player, or what was the decision for you to come out as play?
That just made me try harder.
Yeah.
Having him as a role model, just being there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's talk about, I know JT, you're going through a tough time now, not being able to play with the injury and everything, and that injury happened during baseball time?
Yeah, yes, that's correct.
Just talk about a little bit about the recovery on maybe when you might get the medically cleared for that.
I'm looking towards next week for Washington. Mm-hmm. That's my goal.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the biggest improvement for you, Nathan. You've been playing, would you play in the secondary? Was you a sophomore, right, when you first played there? What was that kind of experience coming on the varsity as a sophomore? It doesn't rarely happen very often. What was that experience like?
It was crazy. All I played was kick return when I was a sophomore, but it was still a great experience to play for varsity.
Absolutely. Now, you play multiple positions. You play both sides. You play a little tight end, and you play secondary. What's kind of the biggest improvement in either one of those areas?
Just, I've been getting faster and just trying hard.
Trying to just keep working at it. Yeah. Let's talk about a favorite moment as a varsity player, maybe a victory or something that stands out as a member of this team here, JT.
I'd have to say Metamora for multiple reasons. We're the first team to beat them in quite some time.
Yeah.
And it was just a crazy game, double overtime with Jace running that touchdown in. Just thrill.
Yeah. You see all the sea of people, what we're doing for the broadcast, and we're up at the booth, and all the Metamora folks are just stunned, you know. But what a, you know, they had a lot to say complimentary about our Little Giant football team. That's one of the things. I think we gained a lot of respect during that time. And I know Nathan's got his special moment back to the playoff days last year, right?
Yeah, when I made the last tackle against Breeze Modern Day.
Absolutely. Well, when you look at moments like that, are you looking at what the official's going to call? You know, there was a gasp of a moment and those type of things. What's going through your mind, and do you watch that on video a lot?
I watched it on video a lot.
A lot.
After it happened, I just looked up at the ref just to see what he's going to call.
Absolutely. Well, let's move on. We're talking with JT Shaw and also Nathan Lucas. Let's talk about maybe a superstition, something maybe you eat before the game, or something you dress, something a little bit differently, or just kind of a normal type of routine.
I always listen to music before games.
Yeah.
Just gets me in the mood.
Eases you a little bit.
Yeah.
What about you, Nathan?
I just listen to rap music.
Do you?
Yeah.
Anything particular? What's your favorite stuff that you listen to?
I just listen to Future.
Future?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the favorite sports movie. Both of you guys are really sports-minded. So what's your favorite sports movie?
Remember the Titans would be my favorite.
Absolutely. What about you, Nathan?
Remember the Titans.
Yeah. I would agree with that. What about favorite food? We've had all kinds. We've had pasta, steaks, and everything. What's kind of your favorite food?
Lobster. Lobster is my favorite by far.
Absolutely. What about you, Nathan?
I love some lasagna.
Lasagna?
Mm.
Attaboy. What else we talk about? Let's talk about the biggest impact in your life. Could be parents, coach, who might have the biggest impact in your life?
I say my dad. He just, everything that happens, he always keeps pushing me to be better. Yeah, it's criticism, but it's constructive. He just wants me to be the best I can be.
Absolutely. Nathan, what about you? Biggest impact?
I'm going to have to say my dad, too, because he just pushed me to do better, just always there for me.
And I think sometimes we don't take criticism like we should, right? Because you got to pay attention a little bit of detail of that, because there's something within that message that's going to help you, right? So I know there's some tough times just saying, oh, you're full of crap, you know, those type of things.
Right? Yeah, there's a bunch of those times.
Let's talk about expectations as a senior this year. What, coming to the playoffs, being one of the final four teams in 4A a year ago, what's the expectations for you for this team?
I believe there's nothing less. Get back to the semis and hopefully win that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Nathan, what about you?
Win it all.
Get to back. See, the first time in school history and all that.
First time in school history.
That's what you got to be able to do. Well, let's talk about after graduation, what's your future plans? What area you want to go into, JT?
I want to be an engineer, and I want to go off to college for that.
All right. Nathan, what about you? You decided yet?
I have not decided yet.
And sometimes, you know, you have to wait for the end of the school year and kind of look for your possibilities and things, you know. Somebody
maybe
might look
law enforcement.
See. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, law enforcement.
Absolutely. Guys, great job. That is our, again, our senior player interviews are brought to you by the Ipava State Bank, locally owned and operated since 1902. Ipava State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, JT Shaw, Nathan Lucas on our halftime show back here on WBYS.